Hello, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Harold. Am I speaking with Neil?
Yes, you are.
How you doing today, Neil?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Can't complain, cannot complain at all. My name's Harold once again, and I just want to let you know we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes. Have you found an attorney to help you file that claim, Neil?
No.
No. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that. Was it you who's diagnosed?
You're breaking up. Say it again.
Were you the one who's diagnosed with
Yes.
non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
Yes.
And did you spray Roundup yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And could I ask you, how many years did you spray Roundup?
I would say 10 years.
10 years. Would you say you've been exposed on at least 10 separate occasions?
And at least, yes.
Okay. And how old were you at the time of your diagnosis?
35.
35. And do you have your medical records?
No.
Are they at the hospital?
Yes, they are.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed?
What year?
Yeah, or the full date that you were diagnosed?
I think it was July of 2008. Yeah, July of 2008, yes.
2008. Gotcha. Okay. Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought any legal representation?
I have not thought any.
Okay. And now, have you had more than one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin lymphoma, or was it only the one?
That was only the one.
Only the one? Okay. And then you said you were diagnosed July 2008.
Yes.
July
You
2008.
said 2008, yes.
Correct, 2008, July.
Yes.
And can I get the property address that you actually sprayed Roundup?
The property address?
Right, that you sprayed the Roundup.
I don't remember that property address, honestly. It was a while ago.
Do you know what state it's in? City and state?
Georgia. Georgia, Kennesaw.
Kennesaw, Georgia. Did you spray it at the property address that you're at now?
No, I'm no.
No, you never did. Okay.
No.
Okay, give me one moment and I'll be right back, okay?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty. And do you know of any colleagues, neighbors, friends who also sprayed Roundup?
Say that again. Do I know what?
Do you know of any family, friends, neighbors who also sprayed Roundup who's diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
No.
Okay. And then you said you sprayed Roundup for 10 years.
Yes.
And you did spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Were you ever diagnosed with HIV, AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, arthritis, diabetes?
No, sir.
Is there any family history of cancer?
No.
No. Did you ever have an organ transplant? Were you ever diagnosed with hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No.
And have you ever had any other cancer that required any chemo?
No.
Okay. And now you spell your name Neil, Neil.
Yes.
Last name Hines, Hines.
Yes.
Could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
What do you need me to confirm?
Your gender.
I still can't my gender. Oh, male.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you. And then Neil, are you a junior, second, third, or fourth?
I'm a junior.
Junior.
Second, honestly, the second.
Second. Okay. And can I go ahead and get your date of birth?
3/11/73.
And now for the last four of your social.
0/9/11.
When did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your injuries?
You said, when did I learn?
Yeah, when was the first time you learned about the connection between Roundup and your injuries?
I know when I was diagnosed, I can only tell you that. I don't know when I learned
Gotcha. So
that happened.
when you were diagnosed is kind of when everything kind of started to click.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. And that was in 2008, correct? And how tall are you?
Can you whip me?
How tall are you?
5'8".
5'8". And how much do you weigh?
Now probably about 190.
190. And what's the best email address for you?
What is my what?
The best email address for you?
N as in Neil, H as in Hines, KWAS311 at gmail.com.
And now your phone number, 404-904-7938.
Yes.
Okay. And are you married?
No.
How many times a month would you say you use Roundup?
I would say at least 10 times.
About 10 times a month. Okay. And did you spray Roundup one full year prior to you being diagnosed?
Did I do what now?
Did you spray Roundup one full year prior to you being diagnosed?
Yes.
When did you start to spray Roundup? What year did you spray Roundup the first time?
98.
One more time.
1998.
1998. And then what was the last time you sprayed Roundup?
Like 2008.
2008. Okay. Did you wear any protective gear?
No.
And then you only sprayed it in Georgia?
Excuse me?
Did you only spray Roundup in Georgia?
Yes.
Okay. And now you were first exposed directly spraying it at home, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so you said you sprayed it about 10 times a month, correct?
I would say, yeah. No, I wouldn't say that many. I was, yeah, about that. Yeah, I'll go with that.
About 10 times a month. Okay. 12 months. Did you spray it every month? Or did you only spray it for like 3 months out of the year or 4 months or?
Definitely during the summer seasons and, not during the winter.
Not during the winter. Okay. So maybe about 4 months or 4 or 5 months out of the year you actually sprayed it.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And then you said you sprayed it for about 10 years. So would you say it's safe to say you have about 400, you've been exposed to it about 400 times in your lifetime? Would you say that's safe to say or that's too much?
I would say that's probably safe to say.
Okay. And your property, is it near a water well, or do you get your water from a city water? From city water.
City water.
City water. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzenes, or Agent Orange?
None.
Nope. Okay. Did you use concentrate or premix?
Concentrated.
And where would you typically go ahead and get the Roundup?
What was that? Home Depot?
Home Depot. All right. Do you have any receipts or any Roundup in your possession still?
No.
No. Okay. And have you ever smoked?
Excuse
Have you ever smoked?
me? Smoked, you said?
Yes, yeah, smoked.
Yes, I've smoked cigarettes before, but I don't now.
Okay.
It's been years.
How many years did you smoke?
Teenage years, adolescent, just played around with cigarettes. No, not nothing habit, no, nothing like that in high school and stuff like that. Nothing. Yeah,
Gotcha.
so I
So
didn't,
maybe
wasn't
like four.
years.
Okay, so no years, it never was years. Okay.
No.
And are you currently employed?
Yes, I am.
And who is your current employer?
Georgia Home Movers.
And do you have an address?
1412 Canton Road, Marietta, Georgia. Let me see if I can find the zip code. I can't remember the zip code.
30066.
Okay, yep, that sounds about it.
Perfect. And what's your job title? Mover?
Yes.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgeries or any treatments?
No, I wasn't with the job at the time, no.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed disability or workers' compensation?
No.
And have you ever filed bankruptcy?
No.
Now, other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yes.
And what were you convicted of?
Controlled dangerous substance.
Alrighty. And now, the hospital. What hospital diagnosed you?
Wellstar Cobb Medical Center.
That's in
COBB Cobb.
is that in Estelle, Georgia? Hostel, Georgia?
Yes.
Perfect. Is that the one at the 3950 Estelle Road in Estelle, Georgia?
Yes, I believe that's it. Yeah.
Do you remember your doctor who diagnosed you?
Bruce Gold.
Last name Gold?
Yeah, GOULD.
And how has the lymphoma impacted your life?
How many what? I couldn't hear that.
Yeah, no worries. How has the diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
I had to turn on full cycle, had to readjust, had to get my health back together, everything.
And then, do you have the medical records that show the diagnosis? Or no, they're at the hospital, right?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one second here. And what days did you have chemo or stem cell treatments? You remember?
What days?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the days. You mean what day of the week?
No, like the month, the year.
It was like 2008 that I did the care therapy, yes. Test date was in like July of 2008 when I did the test.
July, okay. 7, 8.
And treatment date was like, yeah, July. Yeah, treatment date was like in July 2008.
Gotcha. Okay. And now, could I go ahead and get your current property address?
3174 Barrett Lakes, Barrett Lakes Boulevard, Kennesaw, Georgia, 30144.
And now, I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
I really don't have an emergency contact. I'm on my own.
Gotcha. I mean, if anyone comes to mind, right? Neighbor, family, friend, son, daughter, anything, go ahead and let me
I
know.
don't know. Can I ask you on that one? Does that have to matter today?
No, that does not have to matter today. Nope.
Public.
All righty. So, Neil, everything works good here. What I want to do is go ahead and just verify this information one last time before I send this up to the law firm. Okay. Let's see here. So, I do just want to reiterate we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes, and you do want to participate in the Roundup lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And now you sprayed Roundup for 10 years. Let's see here. You sprayed Roundup for 10 years. You had at least 10 different occurrences from spraying Roundup. You were diagnosed 1 full year prior to, or you did spray Roundup 1 full year prior to being diagnosed. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and you were between the ages of 18 and 80 at the time of your diagnosis. Does that sound correct to you?
Yes.
Okay, and now you were diagnosed 7/1/2008. You can't recall your property address that you sprayed it. It was in Kennesaw, Georgia. Let's see. So you did spray around for about 10 full years. You are a citizen. You are about 5'8", 190. Your date of birth is 3/11/1973. Last four of your social is 0/9/11. Your email address is nhk. WAS311@gmail.com. Your phone number 404-904-7938. You started spraying Roundup in 98. You stopped spraying Roundup in 2008. You sprayed it in Georgia directly at your property. See here, you used to concentrate. You were not exposed to Agent Orange, benzenes, or any other herbicides. See, you were seen, or you currently work for Georgia Home Movers at the 1412 Canton Road in Marietta, Georgia. You were never in the military. You've not been involved in any other lawsuits or anything like that. You were seen by Dr. Gold at the Wellstar Cobb Medical Center, 3950 Austell Road in Austell, Georgia, 30106. And your current property address is 3174 Barrett Lakes Boulevard, Kennesaw, Georgia, 30144. That did all sound correct to you?
Sounds correct to me.
Alrighty. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Excuse me?
Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Doctor who?
DocuSign?
Oh, DocuSign. Yes, a
Correct.
little
Yep.
bit, yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and send you over the DocuSign now. You should have just received it. So
Okay, let me
go ahead
see.
and open that up there, and then I'm going to send you a separate text message as well.
Okay. Waiting for it to load down.
Okay. And then while you do that, let me get you over there. Let's see here.
Okay, do you agree to a register? Yes.
And I just sent you over the law firm's number now.
You are done signing.
Let's see. Yep, just got it back. Thank you. So let me go ahead and get this sent over to the law firm. So I'm going to send this over to the law firm. They'll be able to go ahead and basically take a look at it. So I sent you their text message, or I sent you their phone number in your text message. They're going to call you
yes,
in probably a week or so, right? So just be on the lookout for that phone number. They're going to do a case verification with you, basically verify this information is correct. From that moment, you know,
okay.
if everything's good, they accept the number or they accept everything, then they'll be able to, at that point, you know, legally represent you, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
All righty. Now, well, do you have any questions, comments, concerns for me?
No, we're all good.
All righty. Now, well, I do appreciate it, sir. You have a blessed rest of your day. And if you have anything for me, that 949 number is my direct line. So you can, you know, get with me. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, okay?
I appreciate it.
Of course, Neil. You have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.